Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Simen Tav Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So this is page Resh Samach Hesamad Aleph, but we are holding on Resh Samach Zayinam Beis at the beginning of Simen Tav Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi sheyashen bederech, if a person was sleeping on the road, v'chashchalo, and then it became Shabbos, kana shvisa b'mekomo, his makom shvisa is where he is, v'yeshal apayim amel kol ruach, and he can move 2,000 amos in every which direction, v'davka ba'ada, mishum dahol, v'imhayaneir hayukon. That's only if it's a person, because a person, if he were awake, he'd be kona shvisa. So when he's sleeping, he's kona shvisa as well. Aval cheftei hefker einam konam shvisa. But items that are hefker are not kona shvisa, meaning they are not limited to the 2,000 amos surrounding where they are. Vehem karagle azochabem tchila sheyachal alichon lamakom sheyelechu. They would be subject to the tchum of whoever picks them up first, and that wherever that person's allowed to go, that's where these objects are allowed to go. Aval cheftzei ha'eino Yehudi, but a non-Jew's items, konam shvisa b'mekoman, are kona shvisa where they are, afal pi shebaaleihem lav b'nei shvisa ninu, even though the owners of those items are not kona shvisa anywhere because they're goyim, they're not limited by tchum Shabbos at all. Gzeira cheftzei ha'eino Yehudi, atu cheftzei Yisrael, but we have to make a gzeira on the objects of an Eino Yehudi are to the objects of Israel, because as the object, it looks the same. You know, a tie of an Eino Yehudi looks the same as a tie of a Yisrael. So if we don't give a tchum to the tie of the Eino Yehudi, then people won't do so for the Yisraels either. Now, if the Eino Yehudi took his object outside of its tchum and he brought it into the city, you can carry that item within the entire city, because the entire city has din of Dalet Amos, Mavachetemu Kavas Ladira, so long as the city was surrounded for the sake of residence. Vistama Yarus Mukavas Ladira, a typical city that has a wall around it, is viewed to be surrounded for the sake of residency. Shabonim Batim Tchila Vacharkach Makiv Mosam, because the typical way of developing a city is to first build the houses and then to surround it. Avalstam Mivtsaremen Mukav Ladira, but typical fortified places are not considered to be Mukav Ladira. Says the Ramah, Velachain Yeshli Zaher Yisra. Therefore, we need to warn a Jew who lends his kelim to a non-Jew and returns them on Shabbos, not to carry them more than 4 amos. If the city is not surrounded by a mechitza, because the kelim were kona shvisa by the Eino Yehudi. So, if you loaned it to the non-Jew before Shabbos, it's subject to his tchum. They were kona shvisa by him, and therefore you're not going to be, even if he gives them back to you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry them wherever you want to carry them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dol v'mayoneir, since if the guy were awake, he would be kona shvisa. Even though during Ben Hashmashos he was sleeping and he clearly had no kavana to be kona shvisa, he still is kona shvisa, that he has 2,000 amos in every direction from where he is, v'atam, to hold him hayoneir. And the reason is, as the Shulchan Aruch explains, because had he been awake, he would have been kona shvisa. Cheftzei hefker, the cheftzei Yisrael, sheyesh lam bailim, heim karagle abailim. Objects that belong to a Jewish person have the same tchum as the actual person that owns those objects. Aval cheftzei hefker she'ein lam bailim, but hefker objects that don't have an owner, u'me'atzman lo kona shvisa b'mkom mishum d'lav b'nei dasa in li'olam, and they're certainly not kona shvisa on their own, because they don't have any das, v'lo dam lo adam yashen. It's not like a sleeping person who has das when he's awake. This is an object, so it's simply limited to the tchum of whoever picks it up, and wherever that guy goes, even if it's more than 2,000 amos from where the kelim were found initially, but it's within the tchum of the guy who found them. So he said that cheftzei einu Yehudi are kona shvisa where they are, wherever they were, that they have 2,000 amos from there in every direction. gzeira, but we said that the reason Chafetz Ein Yehudi have a tchum, even though the Ein Yehudi himself does not have a tchum, is a gzeira atu Chafetz Yisrael. Kivud al kol panim yesh lam baylim, because they do have an owner. Im nomer delo kona shvisa, if you're going to say that these objects are not kona shvisa, asu lemeimer gam bekelim shabaleim yisrael shelo kona gam kein shvisa v'yatir lo tzin chutz al payim. People will come to say that kelim that are owned by Jewish people are likewise not kona shvisa, and then they're going to be matir to carry them outside of 2,000 amos. Shekula karba amos. But once the guy brings it into a city, you can carry it throughout the whole city, because the whole city has a din of dalet amos. Pirish. Dimin adin, chafatzim shotzien chutz l'tchum and asurin l'taltul and rak ba'arba amos. Normally, when something is taken outside of the tchum, it can only be moved within 4 amos. But mikol makom b'irzoshi mukafetz mechitzos. But in this city that's surrounded by mechitzos, mutal l'taltul b'kula. Nechshev is kula karba amos. You can carry throughout the whole city, and the whole thing is considered to be like dalet amos. Mukefes ledira, but that's provided that the city was hukaf ledira, which means shabanu tchila batim ledira. First they built houses for residents, v'achar kach hikifu b'chom asaviv, and then they put a wall around it. Masha'ein kein, as opposed to if it were the opposite, in maya hekav mikodim, if the wall was there first before the houses, ein letalto shamel bar ma'amos in maya hekav yosim beis asayim. Then if it's larger than a beis asayim area, you're only allowed to carry within 4 amos. V'arim aprazim shalanu, and our cities, kivash shetikna amavuz kedina b'tzur HaPesach, since they're set up in such a way that every mavui has a tzuras haPesach, nechshev is kula mukafes ledira. The whole city is considered mukaf ledira. Da'batim areim kemechitzos, because the houses themselves form the outer mechitzos of the city. Umakomus haprutzim alenisken b'tzuras haPesach denasim ledira, and the only openings in that wall are mavuis which have a tzuras haPesach over them. So it's like an extension of the mechitza. Da'lobanim abatim tchila v'achar kach has a tzuras haPesach. So since they build the houses first, and then they make the Tzuras HaPesach, so that's building the houses and then putting a wall around it. The Chatzur, the Olam Chashuv Karba Amos. And Chatzur is always considered to be 4 Amos. Stam Mivtzarin, a fortified place, I think it means, the Derech Ulasus Tchila Mivtzar, V'achar Kach Misash Mitoch HaNashim Lador. Typically, they would first build the place, and then they would put people inside of it to live there. Shishil Kelev La'akum. Then the Ramah said, if you are a Jew who had loaned your items to a non-Jew before Shabbos, you need to be aware that your items are subject to his tchum. May Erev Shabbos. You gave them to him on Erev Shabbos. And he brought them to his own house, which is outside of the tchum. Even though they may belong to you, but since you lent them to him, they're kona shvisa by him. And all the more so if you borrow kelim that belong to the guy in middle of Shabbos. So then for sure it's limited to the guy's tchum. They're actually his. And therefore, you need to be careful not to take them outside of the Dalet Amos once they're outside of their own tchum. Hainu b'malbushim. This must be talking about clothing. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to carry more than 4 amos anyway, because you're not allowed to carry stuff. But clothing you wear. So clothing, you can technically, you would think, to move more than 4 amos. So we're saying, no, because of the tchum issue, you're not allowed to. Now, in Yom Tov, the same would be true by Shar Kalim as well, because in Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. So what we learned tonight is that if a person was sleeping when Shabbos started, he's kona shvisa in that spot. Any hefker item is as the tchum of whoever finds it first. Items that belong to a non-Jew have the tchum of the non-Jew, and if a Jewish person brought something outside of their tchum and brought them into the city, if the non-Jewish person brought them out of the tchum, brought them into the city, you can carry them throughout the entire city as long as the city were hukaf ledira. And the Ramah says, you got to be careful that if you ever lend something to a non-Jew before Shabbos, so it was considered his when Shabbos started, or you borrow something from a non-Jew on Shabbos, then you have to be careful that those items are going to be limited to the tchum of the Eino Yehudi. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow night we'll finish Simon Tav Beis and Tav Gimel, and that will be back, I think, normal place, normal time. Everyone have a wonderful evening.